Brother, you're better at explaining this than I, like a marriage, a covenant.
Yeah, marriage. There's a lot of people in America say that they have a relationship with Jesus, but it's not actually what the Bible teaches. A relationship is like we could all have a relationship. You know, we can have lunch together, we can hug each other, we can encourage each other, we can wash each other's feet.
It says draw close to God.
Yeah, but it says draw close to God, and how we do that is through the Holy Spirit, through His shed blood, repentance. And so what we have today is a covenant, not a relationship. One day there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And there's going to be a relationship with Jesus in heaven. Yeah, but right now we have a blood covenant, and our part of the covenant, we have something to do. He did his part. He's working in us. But our part is to follow and obey and come out of the world and come out of the false church systems, which is every single one I know of, and come out of all of our flesh and come out of Satan's kingdom.
That's why I was kind of curious what organization you're
from. Yeah, no, we're none.
I found a non-corrupt one myself.
Yeah, thank you. Your confirmation. So yeah, you have to stay out of those. And if you're looking for the people of God that love the Word of God and just want to walk in His ways, email us. We'd love to encourage you. Bible study. Here's a novel thing. We don't want your money. You ever notice everybody's turning Jesus into trinketry, money-making? They want you to donate, take your... We don't do that. We support ourselves. I retired early. My brother labors with his hands, supports himself. You don't need your money. Yeah. All right? I don't need your money. Now, if we're brothers, we could all chip in and give money to a need, but we don't make money off of each other. And that's what they're doing. And so by the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, you can be repent, be born again. And we're taking a lot of flack today from people because the world is awroth with false Jesus, false gods, false churchianity. So we're just encouraging people. And that's
it's
what
hard. You want to season your words with salt.
I'm sorry?
You want to season your words with salt while spreading the message at the same time.
You got to balance those two, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your first name, man?
Chris.
I'm Tupos. This is my brother, Akul. Let us know if we can help you sometime.
From the area?
No, we travel all over the country and preach the gospel all over.
Yeah.
And so if you ever want encouragement, you ever want to know God's people, email us. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, great.
All right, we love you. Strive deep in the truth. We're here for you.